by Bible Fellowship Church. Last week, I issued a challenge to myself, and I asked you to join me. The challenge was to keep a list of all the people I came in contact with, whether it was in person, by text, or by phone, or a phone call. I kept my list of 41 contacts, with 26 of those contacts that I'm pretty sure know Jesus as their Savior, and 15 that I'm not sure about. So God has placed almost 37% of the people I came in contact with in 1 week on my radar. I now begin to pray that God will encourage me to reach out in order to know these folks better, to know them well enough that they would trust me enough to have a gospel conversation with them. I pray that you accepted the challenge and have begun to pray for your contacts or prospects. Remember, it's all for God's glory and the sake of the gospel. I know that I've spoken on the assurance of salvation on Let's Talk before, but we're going to talk about it again today because there is no greater assurance we need than knowing for sure that we are a child of God. I have the privilege of meeting with a group of ladies for conversation and Bible study each week. And we are memorizing a verse this week that comes from 1 John 5:11-12. And it says, "And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." So God continues to put verses like these before me. I take that to mean that He wants me to help people know for sure that they are His. It seems like to me that this is urgent because it keeps coming before me. And then this morning, again, God reminds me in Romans 8:1-4. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by flesh, could not do, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." If we need to be assured of our salvation, these verses help us to know if we are a child of God, we will never again face condemnation for our sin. Jesus took on the entire penalty for our sins. He loves us so, so much. On days when we slip and we sin, and we will not be punished for our sin. Jesus was punished in our place. So don't try to hide or run from the Lord on those days. Turn away from that sin and run towards Jesus. He's there always, always with open arms. Let's look down just a little further in Romans 8 in verses 9 and 11, or 9 through 11. "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, all though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." This means that you don't have to fear or hide your weakness and sin. You don't have to pretend you're strong. It's only by the power of the Spirit within you that you can be strong. You can face your weakness and sin with joy because you know that Jesus gives you grace. So today, If you are doubting your salvation, or you know someone who needs assurance of their salvation, take some time with Jesus. Read these verses over and over. Let them sink in. Talk to Him. Ask Him what He wants you to pull from these verses to help you in your life. Ask for assurance. He will give it. Help others do the same for the sake of the gospel and for God's glory and for your good. Make sure you are a child of the King. Then help others make sure too. I'm praying for assurance for all of us. I'm praying for opportunities for all of us to help others know that they know Jesus is their Lord. I hope you have a great week.